So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara continuing that which we learned at the end of the previous daf. Lehutru pasib berois elan lebehemes oyli regolim bilvat. The pasib berois were only allowed to water the animals of the people who are coming to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. The Braisa continues. Aval odu mitapis v'oyla, mitapis v'yerit. A person may not rely on pasib berois to take his own drink, but must climb down into the well and drink there. It turns out that even though pasib berois only works for mayim chayim, spring water that is fit for human consumption, we don't allow people to take advantage of pasib berois for their own drinking. Gufa, the Braisa adds, where he's not holding the animal, mimaluhu v'shefech lefnei abehema, he may not hold the bucket while the animal drinks from it, but must pour it in front of the animal, v'sheis me'leah, and it will drink on its own. The Gemara asks, maha ilu roisha v'ru b'shal para? Why would we require the majority of the animal to be inside the enclosure if we're not holding the bucket anyway? Abaya answers that in normal cases we may hold the bucket while the animal drinks, and therefore we require Reisha Verubishal Para to be inside the pasin. The Braisa which said we may not hold the bucket is speaking of a totally different case. Evus ha'emid b'Rishus HaRabim v'Reisha echa nichnas lebein ha'pasin. A trough located in Rishus HaRabim, but large enough to be an independent Rishus HaYachad that juts into the area enclosed by the pasin, while the animal is in an enclosure on the other side of the trough, Rishus HaYachad. Theoretically, he would be allowed to bring the bucket of water from the well, Rishus HaYachad, through the enclosed area, Rishus HaYachad, to the side of the trough, which is inside the pasin, hold the bucket over the trough, Rishus HaYachad, while he walks around through the Rishus HaRabim and waters the animal whose head is over the trough. However, this was forbidden by the Chacham, out of concern that while he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, watering the animal, he might put the bucket down in Rishus HaRabim to repair a just-noticed defect in the trough. It is in this case that the Braisa said that he may not water the animal while holding the bucket. He must pour the water into the trough, or at least put the bucket down in the trough, and the animal will drink on its own. The Gemara continues with two versions of the following statement. Ein burgenin bebavel, v'lo pasib berois b'chutzlaretz. As Rashi explains, burgenin are these small huts made for the watchmen of the city. The burgenin and bavel cannot be considered as houses that are within 7 2/3 amas of a town, extending the borders of a town, for the purpose of measuring the Tchum Shabbos from there, because in Bavel floods are quite common, and they will wash away these huts. However, burgenin and chutzlaretz in other countries do serve this purpose. Also, there is no rule of pasib berois and chutzlaretz in countries other than Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, because there are no Torah students traveling from place to place who need them outside. Pasib berois were allowed only l'dvar mitzvah, for those traveling for the purpose of a mitzvah, such as Eilu Regalim, or Lilmud Torah to study Torah. To summarize, burgenin applies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, but does not apply in Bavel. Pasib berois applies in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, but does not apply in Chutz Laretz. The second version is as follows. Ein burgenin u pasib berois, le bebavel, le bechutz laretz. There is no halacha of burgenin in Bavel because of common flooding, or in Chutz Laretz because the huts are commonly stolen. There is no halach of pasib berois in Bavel because water is plentiful. Therefore, we don't need special leniencies, nor chutz laretz because there aren't many Torah students who travel and need it. To summarize, both halachas apply only in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Chisda, Darish Mari Bamar. The Gemara cites two drushes from Rav Chisda in the name of Mari Bamar. First, when measuring the size of the Torah, David, Eve, and Yechezkel were unable to quantify it. But Zechariah ben Idai said that he saw a scroll that was folded over, which was Arka Esrim Ba'amah, V'rachva Esra Ba'amah, a length of 20 amas by a width of 10 amas, written on both sides. When unfolded, and accounting for the writing on both sides, it would measure 40 by 20 amas of writing, or 800 square amas, using Hashem's amas. The entire Shemaim is only a zeris, or a quarter of a square amah, according to Yeshayahu HaNavi. This means that the Torah is 3,200 times larger than Shemayim. Second, when the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu talks about Shnei Dudai Te'enim, two pots of figs, it means that the Tzadikim Gemurim will go into Gullus Bubble first, followed by the Rishom Gemurim, but ultimately Elu Ve'elu Asidin Shiyit Nerech. Both groups will have a pleasant fragrance, as the Pasuk states, HaDudayim Nos Nerech. Darash Rabbah, the Gemara cites four different drushes of Rabbah. First, Rav explains the pasuk in Shir Hashirim as follows: Hadudoyim nos nurech refers to Bachur Yisrael shli tomutamchet, innocent young boys who never sinned. Val pischeinu kol magodim refers to B'nai Yisrael, Jewish women who either keep their husbands aware of their status or are faithful to their husbands. The pasuk also speaks of Chadashim Gam Yishanim, which refers to new Yisrim D'Rabbanan that we have accepted upon ourselves in addition to the older halachas of the Torah. Second, Rava derives from a pasuk in Kehelas, the Yisrim Mehema B'nai Hizahar, Aseis Svarim Harbe, that we should be Zahar B'divri Seifrim Yisrim B'divri Torah, more careful about Dinim D'Rabbanan than we are about Dinim D'Raisa, because anybody who violates Dinim D'Rabbanan is liable to death. In connection with the theme of the importance of Dinim D'Rabbanan, the Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Kiva when he was old and in jail, and Rabbi Shua HaGarsi would bring him water every day. One day, half it was spilled, and Rabbi Kiva was still careful to use the water to wash the Tilis Adam before eating, even though he would not have enough water for drinking. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that when Shlema Melch instituted Erevin and Atilas Yadayim, a baskol came out and complimented his wisdom by stating, "Bini im chacham libcho yisamach libi gamame." Third, Darish Rava explains Pesukim in Shir Hashirim that refer to going out to the field and checking on the vines and pomegranates to be referring to the Jewish people telling Hashem to judge us based on our Tamid Chacham, who serve Hashem despite great poverty. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions, "Amar Shlema, I'll call Dava V'Dava Shal Torah, Shleishis Alaf and Mashal." Shlema gave 3,000 parables on each halacha in the Torah, and 1,005 reasons for each din drabon. Finally, Darish Rava. Rava taught that Shlema taught the Torah with Simonli Taimim, the trap, and explained it using analogies. The din drabon that he introduced helped uphold the dinim d'Raisa in the same way that handles help utensils to be held. The Gemara continues with a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Kivutzais of Taltalim, literally curly locks of hair. But Marukva understands it to mean, Shiyash Lidrish al kol koitz v'koitz tili tilim shel halachas. We can learn from each crown on the Torah's letters, piles and piles of halachas. The pasuk continues, Shchayris koiriv, literally black like a raven, but Marukva understands it to be saying, this level of Torah knowledge can only be found, b'mi shemashkim umar v'alehen l'beis ha-medrash. One who comes early and leaves late from the Beis HaMedrash. As Rashi explains, Shechayris is similar to Shachris, Ka'irv is similar to Arvis. Rabba Amar, B'mi Shemashchir Ponav Alein Ka'irv, one who blackens his face like a raven's face from learning so much. Rava Amar, B'mi Shemesim Atzmei Achzori Al Ponav Al B'nei Baisei Ka'irv, one who is cruel to his children like a raven, by using all his time to learn Torah, as Ravada Bar Masna, who told his wife that their children can scrounge for wild vegetables while he is away in yeshiva.